The cancellation of Taylor Swift's concerts in Vienna due to a terrorist threat raises profound questions about the vulnerability of Western culture and its followers in the face of those who seek to spread terror. The cancellation of the three Taylor Swift concerts scheduled for this week at Vienna's Ernst-Happel Stadium, following the police's revelation of an Islamist terrorist plot, is a shock for the approximately 170,000 fans who were expected to flock to the Austrian capital. Announced on Wednesday by the organizers on Instagram, this cancellation comes after the arrest of two individuals, including a 19-year-old Austrian accused of targeting the artist's concerts. Radicalized online, he had pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group, and suspicious chemical substances were seized at his home. With nearly 90,000 spectators expected each night at the Ernst-Happel Stadium, plus an additional 22,000 fans in the vicinity, these three concerts represented an exceptionally large gathering. Their cancellation is a considerable financial loss, estimated at around 100 million euros. But beyond the numbers, an entire ecosystem is affected: hotels, restaurants, transportation. Terrorism has a cost, and it is dearly paid. Taylor Swift, a global icon whose The Eras Tour is an unprecedented cultural phenomenon, is forced to cancel for security reasons. But when even such an event can be targeted by terrorists, all of Western culture is under threat. Large gatherings, moments of sharing and celebration, become sources of anxiety. Should we give up these experiences out of fear of terrorism? This is precisely what terrorists seek: to impose their agenda of terror upon us. To face the threat, authorities had promised increased security measures and checks at the entrance of the Ernst-Happel Stadium. But this was evidently not enough to reassure the organizers. The profile of the main suspect arrested is not an isolated case. Radicalization, especially among young people, is a scourge that continues to spread. Social media and the internet have become hunting grounds for extremist recruiters. What are we doing to combat this phenomenon at its root? For the entertainment industry, which is still struggling to recover from the losses caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, this cancellation is another heavy blow. But beyond the economic aspect, it is the very viability of large cultural events that is in question. How can we organize gatherings of this magnitude safely? What measures can be implemented without distorting the experience? It is an entire model that needs to be rethought. The cancellation of Taylor Swift's concerts in Vienna is a wake-up call. It brutally reminds us that the terrorist threat is still present and that it can strike anywhere, anytime. We cannot let fear dictate our lives and our culture. We must reaffirm our values of freedom, tolerance, and openness while relentlessly fighting against those who seek to destroy them. The threat that struck Vienna is a warning. It is time to wake up and act. So that the music continues to play, so that this Western culture, with which so many of us identify, continues to thrive. So that our society remains free and open. Because in the end, it is our way of life, our very identity, that is at stake.